Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
This is a month of supernatural. I can't hear you. Come on, I can't hear you. If there had been one revolutionary leader that ever walked the earth, Jesus. He only needed to come once, and that was it. The whole world changed, and it's still changing, and it will continue to change forever. Don't ever mind all these little ones that are coming out trying to fake revolutions. They will all submit. He will end the whole of revolutions. He's the same Jesus. Because he's coming back again, and we know he's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
He's coming back again.
He's coming back. We give him praise. So Romans chapter 5, verse 17, let's quickly read. It says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign. That was Paul writing. In life, through one, Jesus Christ. And who was writing? Him that was reigning. He never agreed with Jesus when he was walking the face of the earth, but he had an encounter with him after he had resurrected on the way to Damascus when he was persecuting the church. And the encounter was so strong that he became, as it were, a witness, the type that the world had never seen for Jesus. As a matter of fact, history and researches will have it that, look, if there was one man, some people made a mistake, if there was one man that ever influenced this world, more than anybody, they say, first Paul. But Paul was just the voice for his master, Jesus. We know it's Jesus. But those of other religion that don't want to agree that it's Jesus, they say it's Paul. They think it's safer. But we know it's Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. So, for if by one man, everybody say one man. Glory be to God. And you know the story clearly. You know, let's read up to verse 18, then we'll come back to 17. Thank you. For if by one man's offense, yes. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, glory be to God in the highest, resulting in condemnation, which is a very strong tool in the hand of the devil. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men. To some men. Whew, I like that. So it does not matter my failed opportunities or my denied opportunities. Oh no, I should have been a graduate, but you see, I didn't go beyond primary three. It doesn't matter. Are you born again today? That's what matters the most. Everywhere you need to get to be all that he wants you to be, you find them in him. He will make a way for you. I have seen it. Not stories from America, from here. I have seen it with my own eyes. It does not matter your color. It does not matter whether you are born by rape. The fact that you are a human being for whom Jesus died. Hallelujah. I have seen it. So, for if by one man's offense, death reigned. So, how did death reign? Death is the nature of the king that conquered the world at the time. Devil. Lucifer. He conquered when he deceived Eve, and Eve fell, and Adam grossly disobeyed God. So all humanity became the slave of the devil. And so by his nature, we began to operate. You see, every nation or every kingdom will manifest the qualities of its leader. I'm telling you. Just talk of churches, even local assemblies. After people have been sitting under one man's teaching for a while, somebody else will be preaching one day, you say, how come he sounds so much like him? Because he's been sitting there for a while. If you go to Deeper Life, you only hear them preaching, you say, go to Redeem. Good. And there are some people in Fountain too. It's just the way it is. So when one king reigns, his nature pervades and prevails. The nature of this king is death. From the moment he entered the Garden of Eden and subdued Eve, and invariably Adam, death started to reign. And the Bible will have us understand that we were in the loins of our forefather, Adam. When he was conquered and he became submissive, or he became a subject of the other kingdom. So what happened was that he was translated from one kingdom to another. He became the subject of another leader. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. So let's face it, really, the first born again experience that the world ever experienced was what Adam did. Adam got born again to the devil's kingdom. God created him, like God. He now got born again to become like the devil. He changed his nature. And every other person that was born thereafter behaved like the devil. And that's why the Bible helps us understand that, look. It's not what you do that makes you devil-like. It's not the sins that you are committing that is promising you that is the reason that you will go to hell, but you won't go to hell in Jesus' name. It is the nature you have. You have the nature of hell. And that's why you can't help the matter. You always behave like your father. Like your dominating king. And that's why Jesus will say to them, who want you to run from the rod to come? You brood of vipers, you descendants, you offsprings of viper. What he was saying was that you are like your father, the devil. That's what I was telling them. So you see, and that's why the Bible says that, hey, you were conceived in sin. You were born in sin. So what else? Sin. So the question I ask people is this. So now you know that it's not because of what you do that you are going to hell. It's because of your nature. You cannot but do the things that will take you to hell because you're already built for hell. In the same manner, ladies and gentlemen, it's not because of what you do that you're going to heaven. Really? Yes. So I can continue to fornicate, I'll go to heaven? No. I can continue to kill, I'll go to heaven? No. But see, when you are born again, his nature takes over. His nature doesn't care. Hello? Hello? So just like it isn't what you did, in the same way, it isn't what you have done too that is bringing you to this position of, hey, Son of God. It's what he has done. It was what Adam did, what the devil got Adam to do, what the devil did through Adam that got all of us into trouble. But now what Jesus has done has gotten all of us out of trouble. And what he did for all. Pastor, so everybody will go to heaven. I wish. But no. So why? It is only those who receive what has been done. Much more those who receive. He's done for all, but for only those who receive. If anyone will receive, they got it. But is it for them? Yes. What if they don't take it? Then how can it benefit them? So much more of what you do is what you receive. What you receive will then inform what you are doing. Let me make it easy. By the grace of God. It's not by works of righteousness. Is that the Bible? But by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. So, pleading him. Now listen to me. What's the saying? He said, your righteous works are like filthy rags. Have you ever read that in the Bible before? Come on, believers class. So the more you try to impress God by all the good works I'm doing, you are irritating him. Huh? Yes. So how do I please him? You just say that people that will not mind themselves, they will mind other people. I mean it. So how do they work? Let me tell you. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all he came to do was for people. And by the time you accept him, your nature changes. You don't need to struggle to please God. You will naturally, supernaturally please God. You will love humanity. Some guy was preaching. You know what he says? He says, all the works of righteousness will not produce a righteous man. But righteousness will always produce all the works of righteousness. So I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have come to know it. And because I know that I'm the righteousness of God, and really I am, then everything I do is geared towards righteousness. He said, make a tree good, and its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad, it can never produce good fruit. Let him try all he wants, the bad fruit. Praise the Lord. So you can see that I don't need to struggle to be a king. The fact that he came and did it for all of us, I say, again, if by one man's offense death reigned through that one, much more, much more, much more. I like that. First, I rest there and I take a sip of tea. You see, can you see how devastating and how gripping and how controlling sin has been? He says, I will reign much better than that on earth. Why? Because I have Jesus. So my influence for the kingdom. This man, the brago, oh boy, if you don't brag in Christ Jesus, where else will you brag? As a matter of fact, he wants me to brag like this because it's in my bragging that things be. I hope you're getting it. Brag with Jesus. Now you see Jesus manifest everywhere. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, it's not my fault. God just loves us so much that he made it for all of us. And by his grace, I receive him. I'm a king. If you are born again and you are sure of it, tell anybody, say, I'm a king. You better tell somebody else. Come on, help me tell somebody else here. I'll tell somebody else here. I'll tell somebody else here. I'll tell somebody else here. And yet another person. And yet another person. Because I am a king. I'm not defined by my past failures. Glory be to God in the highest. So he said, much more. So more than death devastated the earth, my influence as a king will spread. What kind of king? A king in Christ Jesus. And why? Because I have received the gifts of righteousness. Otherwise, all the Rotarians and all the Lions people, they will go to heaven before everybody. Good works. But it's a lie. But we encourage good works. God will bless them in Jesus' name. But that doesn't take anybody to heaven. But when you're in Christ Jesus, that's your nature. You do it whether you're a lion or rotary or you are alone in your home, or it doesn't matter. That's your lifestyle. We reign by one, Christ Jesus. You know, let me just quickly go by. So you discover that when you talk about kingship, it's authority. So look at the system that God has made. That means that he built this kingdom and the basis is authority, establishing authority as it were. That's it. If you're going to talk of God, you must have authority at the back of your mind. How? When I say God, the first thing you think is high and lifted up. Above everything created, he's the King Eternal. He's the Creator God. Hallelujah. The Sovereign God. Hallelujah. That's the way it comes. That's the truth. And why am I talking authority? Because talking about God, the first time you hear there's trouble in heaven was about authority. Some creatures will usurp authority. And if there's any system that God is involved, you find an authority structure. It's only the word of God, it's a no breaking of ranks. You hear submission, you hear love. The whole of the Bible is how to relate with God and with people. That is the way God has built the system. Whether it's in the marketplace or in the home, it's just the way he has done. And he will tell you that if I commission you and I commit authority to you, it does not make you an oppressor. Check through the Bible. He said, hey, when it comes to the kingdom and God picks you up and gives you authority so that you can be in charge or call the shots amongst people, is such that you can serve them. He said, the Son of Man has not come to be served, but to what? To serve. Talking about himself. Is somebody hearing me? At one time in the history of Israel, when the one in charge, I forgot who was there, who was really oppressing the people, he said, I will raise up another. I will raise up Eliakim. I will make him like a peg on the wall. And what? I will deck him with so much. And he will give everybody their meals in their due times. I mean, I'm looking for someone I can trust. So it's always about authority. Come on, church, are you here with me? Praise the Lord. And that's why when he created the earth, he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let him have what? Does that sound like authority? That's it. And that was what the devil came to wrest out of the hand of man. And so there was a change in leadership, change in authority. That was when death began to reign. Now here Jesus in John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, the thief comes not but for what? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that you may have what? Come on, talk to me. See, that authority is a wrong authority. He's a usurper, he's an oppressor, he's a thief, he's a killer, he's a destroyer. But our own authority so that when we come into a place, life flows. Everybody begins to operate in their maximum potential. I mean, they realize their potentials in life. They become all that God wants them to be. That's what... So when I'm come that you may have what? Life and have what? More abundantly. In him was what? Life. And the life was what? The light of man. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me here? So the issue is now is about who calls the shot on earth. So the devil comes to control every human being. And that's what you see in witches and wizards. I'm not joking. That's the spirit operating them. They are not as powerful as you think. They are elemental spirits in the hierarchy. Are they anywhere near their father, the devil? Their father is over there, and it's under my feet. And some people will be shaking for them. Believe me, they are elemental spirits. Elemental spirits, rubbish. When you have Jesus Christ inside of you, it's about authority. Just take it so. So when he came, he made you king. He put you in a place to start calling the shots over your life and over all yours and over every assignment or place of assignment or jurisdiction that he has called you. That's the whole idea. So how come all this demonic? Because he knows that you have assumed something, you have known something, you assumed the position, and you have assumed some authority. He will try to fight you like he did in the Garden of Eden. That's why anytime he comes, whether he comes as angel of light, he's coming to attack your authority. Now you wonder why there's so much trouble in the homes? Because if the husband and wife agrees, there'll be trouble for the devil. Between parents and children, between employer and employee, anywhere, any authority structure, the devil goes to attack. Or between government and the people. Or between pastor and the church members. Anywhere there's an authority structure. Praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Look at Jesus when he was doing this, when he was having his dress rehearsal. Someone praise the Lord. Someone shout hallelujah. 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 Come on, shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey! The devil doesn't call the shot over your life anymore. I can't hear amen. Amen. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. I said, glory be to God in the highest. I can't hear you. Glory be to God in the highest. See, he's dressed as Luke chapter 10. He says, hey, when they came back, they were rejoicing that even the demons, for the first time, even the demons were falling down under us. He said, hey, glory. He said, don't just rejoice that demons are falling under us. He said, rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. Glory be to God. He said, don't you know what? I gave you power over the serpent and the scorpions and every power of the enemy. That was the premises on which he sent them out. He gave them authority over every ability of the devil.
Now you can appreciate, I send you out as lamb among wolves. Be wise as serpents. Be gentle as dove. Because it's got nothing to do with gra-gra. Authority is words. Authority is posture and words. Hey, now you see, all those that did like this to you, Aaron, they are trying to brag that they have authority, whereas you are the one that, I feel the fire in my heart. You are the one that has the authority. And the moment you can get your mindset change, then you can assume your position. It's about authority. Kingship is authority. It's authority. Okay. What after he died and resurrected? He says, all authority. Show it on. All. Not some. Whether it's in heaven or earth or even beneath the earth. Whether in this age or in the ages to come. All authority has been given to me. Now you go in my name. Now you can see the kind of authority that you carry. You are a king. I feel the fire. My love, because what I'm pushing, blah, 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 blah. I am a king. Why? He made me a king. And the devil knows I'm not a king to brag, I'm a king to serve. You are a king. So it's about his authority. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now you go in my name. When he says go, that is live the rest of your life with that understanding. He said, to the intent that the manifold wisdom of God will be made known to the principalities and the powers through the church. I feel the fire. How? Anywhere you go, something will happen. What if you don't know? And that takes me to Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Galatians 4, 1, quickly as I close. Now, can you see now that what Jesus did, he did permanently. He didn't do for himself. He did for me. Now, what my parents didn't do or what they did or what men have done horrible towards me, or it does not matter anymore. If any man be in Christ, is a new creation. So enough of the self-pity. Now, I say that the heir, that is to the throne, as long as he's a child, does not differ at all from a slave. Though he's the master of everything. So as much of a king as you are, if you don't know the system, men and devils will treat you like you are a slave. You were a slave before you got born again. Come on, remember? But now you have been transferred to the kingdom of his dear son. You are no more a slave. You are in charge. You are calling the shot right now. But if you don't know who you are, you'll be treated like a slave. So it's ignorance and lack of knowledge that creates most of our problems. So how do I now then? So how do I bring these things to be? What you think was bragging is not bragging. It says we call the things which be not. Because where the word of a king is, I was speaking with my father in the Lord yesterday, and he was talking about some guy talking about another person that all they do is this. I said, yes, sir. I said, my wife was sharing on Thursday. She said that when Joshua and Moses were standing before God, up there, then they had some noise downstairs. Then Joshua said, hey, the noise of war. Then Moses said, wait a minute, it's not the noise of war. Because I can't hear the noise of battle. Neither am I hearing the noise of victory. So it's not war. Now, you know what I tell him? Immediately, God said to me, he said, Joshua was called to war. He was a warfare person. So he interpreted everything in life. The same thing, person that is called to just, exorcism. Everything in life is demon. It's okay. But there have been Moses is like, those are pastors. They see demons, they know it. They see curses, they know it. And they know that the person who, on whom the curse has been broken, it is broken forever. Grow! Stop breaking curse from the rest of your life. When will you live the life to enjoy it? If every day you come to church, you must cast out a demon. That means that the blood of Jesus has no power anymore in your life. Abby, what's going on? But you don't blame them. So ours is to teach you to know when to go for deliverance and when to grow. And you cast out demons yourself. Go cast out demons yourself. But we don't criticize them. We don't have to. Hello, are you here with me? So these guys were in church. I know you're standing there. These guys were in church. They came down. They were seeing all the power moving. Wow. 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 Then they called them to come out. Oh. As they lay hands on the man. By the time he was falling, one woman was falling by the side because the person that laid hands was there. When the woman fell, her wig came out into the hand of the minister. The minister said, "Hey, hear the demon." He said, "This demon is so tough that this is mad. He appeared in the physical. Hear it! Yeah. Meanwhile, the woman was looking for a week. Can you see that we all have strongholds? Mindset. What if the word of God is a mindset? The mindset is that, hey, through one person, I am reigning in life as a king. I am head, I am not tail. I am the redeemed of the Lord. And he whom the Son is set free. Pastor, but they say that this is that's their calling. My own calling is that I appreciate, I draw from there, but I won't let that one else my post. You want to cover my life with demon when I'm free. You should see more of the Holy Ghost praying on me. You should see more of the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed. That's what you see more. Hallelujah. Come now. It's already done now. It's about authority. Who calls the shot? Are you afraid because the devil was trying? Hey, to just declare what you want. Pray for total salvation of that agent. But when you say trouble start, Father, we give you praise. Hey, can you see what Jesus has done? See what the Lord has done. He made all these ones kings. You call the shot. Your authority is over sickness. It's over sin. It's over poverty. It's over demons. It's over fear. It's over failure. Come on. Anything that will attack your peace, your joy. Come on. You have authority. You have been given power. He said, I've given you authority over every ability of the devil. That's why I said, there are nothing shall by any means. So we call the things which don't know, which be not as though they were. That is the definition of faith. And that's how we manifest what has already been done by Jesus in our everyday life. Nobody has two heads. Some have hit it once or twice. So they have experience. So they expect more. But because you have never experienced, you've experienced more failure. So it's like, so your mindset is failure. If he has done it for one, I'm happy. Three calls as I hand over the mic. If you are sick in your body, stand up. Stand up. That means that sickness is leaving you right now in the name of Jesus. You can't bring sickness into this kind of gathering and go back the same. Just like you had that word of prophecy. You can't. You cannot. The sicknesses know they cannot go. They know that there was trouble the moment you entered in the name of Jesus. So I come against you all, you foul spirits. If you are near them, hold them by the hands. I come against all you foul spirits in the name of Jesus. I come through the covenant, the blood of Jesus. So I command total healing. That's right. In the name of Jesus. I say, lose your hold. I don't care whether you are in the head or in the brain or in the intestine. It doesn't matter whether you are in the pancreas or in the liver. It doesn't matter where you are, outside, internal. It doesn't matter. I say, break your hold in the name of Jesus. I say, by his stripes, they were healed. 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 Whether the sickness is on you or on somebody you're standing to represent, we command the healing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. You will return to testify. Where you have been treated by doctors, there will be rapid response in the name of Jesus. I say, you return with testimonies, healing of the mind and of the body and of the anywhere. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. If you are healed, say, I am healed by the blood or by the stripes of Jesus, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Come back with the testimonies. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you are in a depth of any kind, you are going through some tough time, or you are in a lack of any kind, and it's trying to become a distraction to you, stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to the covenant that we operate, you say you meet our needs according to your own riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, I ask, Lord, that where the cruse is dried up, where the barrel of flour has gone empty, Father, miraculously surprise them in the name of Jesus. Father, you sent your servant to the woman. She trusted you, but she didn't know how. You sent him there, and something happened. With the woman, the wife of the prophet, you sent her to the prophet. Something happened. Father, let this one be a mark of the fact that your word is forever sure in heaven. Father, surprise them in the name of Jesus. Let me ask you, do you pay your tithe? If you are not paying your tithe, we can fast and pray forever because you refuse to obey instruction. Pay your tithe. Give your offering. Let God do what only Him can do. So if you are a tithe giver and you pay your offering, please stand up. Oh, you gave first fruit even. God bless you. Stand up. Towards the building. Stand up. Father, no, you don't owe any man. Through the lips of Mary, the mother of Jesus, you said, whatever he says, do it. And when they did it, there were results. Father, we call for their results in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens open over their lives in the name of Jesus. Pour out blessings that only you can pour out, that no man can begin to pretend to have given them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we rebuke the devourer on their behalf. Right now, anything that will take away from them, that will cause pain to them in the area of their substance, Father, we rebuke in the name of Jesus. You won't spend your money on what is not food. In the name of Jesus. And we call from the north, from the east, from the south, from the west. Let men come from everywhere. Let them point to their bosom. Let them give them in measures, shaking together, pressed and running over. In the name of Jesus. Father, surprise them in their businesses. Father, take all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Please appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.